State Department on if it's using leverage to open Egypt Gaza crossing for Americans, we are engaging. By Ian Hanchett on November 14, 2023. During an interview with CBS News on Monday, State Department Principal Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel responded to a question on what pressure the U.S. is applying to open the Rafah border crossing between Egypt and Gaza to get American nationals stuck in Gaza out by saying that we're engaging around the clock. Host Anne-Marie Green asked, "Here are roughly 400 Americans still stuck in Gaza. We've seen the Rafah crossing open periodically to let some Americans out, but 400 is quite a lot. Why is it taking so long to get Americans who want to leave out? And I imagine they want to leave." Patel answered, "This is something that we're working around the clock. An important thing to remember, Anne-Marie, is that this is not a border crossing we control. It is not an American border crossing. But we are engaging directly with authorities in Egypt, with authorities in Israel, to ensure that, at appropriate intervals, that Rafah border crossing can be opened and that foreign nationals who have indicated a desire to depart are able to do so. And, of course, for us, front and center of that are American citizens. And we continue to be in touch with American citizens who remain in Gaza, who have expressed a desire to leave, as well as some of their families." Green then asked, "And so, what sort of leverage does the U.S. have in this situation? As you point out, you don't control the crossing. So, what are you doing to put pressure on the powers that do to have as many Americans leave as possible?" Patel responded, "This is something that we're engaging around the clock. Obviously, there are a number of factors to consider when you're thinking about the logistics of a border crossing. And so, we're continuing to work that with our Israeli partners, with Egyptian partners, and others. We believe that there is a shared desire to do everything we can to ensure the safe departure of foreign nationals. But, of course, there are safety, security, logistics, and other considerations to take into account." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.